from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Mass arrests of terrorist suspects have been conducted across Europe. More than two dozen suspects have been arrested in Belgium, France, and Germany, and continuing searches for terrorists. In Belgium, authorities arrested 13 people in a series of raids across the country, saying the suspects are believed to have been members of an Islamic group planning attacks on police officers. In Germany, police say they have arrested two men in Berlin on suspicion they were recruiting fighters for the Islamic State group in Syria. Police say the men were detained on Friday in a series of raids on 12 sites in the German capital. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Friday paid tribute to the victims of last week's terrorist attacks in France. He called the shootings cowardly and despicable. Lisa Bryant has more.
Visiting the French capital, Secretary of State John Kerry laid wreaths at Charlie Hebdo magazine headquarters and the kosher market that were targeted in the attacks. He hugged French President François Hollande and said Americans share the pain and horror the French went through. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Islamist parties in Pakistan on Friday staged rallies against the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
Demonstrations were organized across the country after midday Friday prayers, and almost all of them ended without incident. In Karachi, however, a group of protesters wanted to march on the French consulate, and they became violent when police blocked their way. Several hundred demonstrators gathered in a central part of the Pakistani capital and shouted slogans denouncing Charlie Hebdo. They demanded the French magazine be closed immediately for insulting Islam's prophet. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron say they oppose any new sanctions on Iran, saying they would jeopardize ongoing talks on Tehran's nuclear program. At a joint news conference following White House talks, Mr. Obama made clear to the U.S. Congress that he would veto any legislation that calls for new sanctions on Iran.
We have huge differences with them on a whole range of issues. But if, in fact, we still have an opportunity to get a diplomatic deal that provides us verifiable assurances that they are not developing a nuclear weapon, that is the best possible outcome that we can arrive at right now.
U.S. President Obama and British Prime Minister Cameron have pledged to increase cooperation on a number of issues facing their two nations, including cybersecurity. President Obama and Prime Minister Cameron also agreed on the need to maintain strong sanctions against Russia over its actions in Ukraine. The two leaders pledged to support Ukraine as it implements what Mr. Obama described as important democratic reforms. The two leaders also discussed joint efforts on Ebola, climate change, and the economy. They identified 2015 as a pivotal year for talks on a European-U.S. trade agreement. A convoy of Chadian tanks and armored vehicles motored out of the capital Friday to help fight the Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram. The convoy left N'Djamena soon after Chad's parliament voted to send troops into nearby Cameroon, whose forces have clashed recently with the militants. In the last 6 months, the price of oil has fallen by nearly 60%, providing relief for consumers but causing a huge shakeup in the industry. As Henry Ridgewell reports from London, rival producers are battling to control the oil market.
The recent rapid fall in the price of oil is a result of simple supply and demand. With more oil producers entering the industry in recent years, OPEC is battling to retain control of the market, says analyst Abhishek Deshpande of investment bank Natixis.
They really are trying to test the mettle of the other non-OPEC producers here, such as US and Russia, which are producing almost the same amount of oil as Saudi Arabia.
Analysts predict the oil price is unlikely to rise over the coming year, creating a financial headache for some producers, but relief for many consumers. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The International Criminal Court is opening a preliminary probe into possible war crimes in the Palestinian territories. The announcement comes 2 weeks after the Palestinian Authority submitted documents to the United Nations to join the Hague-based court known as the ICC. Stocks up across the board in the U.S. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.